Zok the Halakha Gemara. So the mysterious Rav Papa, we still haven't explored the mysterious Rav Papa. So we rejected Bor Tes and Bor Yud because they're both Ovis, and that was yesterday's Sugya. Ah, the Valdik. Ella Aavno Sakino Maso Sheinichom Rishus Aravno. But he said, this is Halach Lamaisa. A guy puts a suitcase, a banana peel, outside in the Rishus HaRabim, and somebody slips on it. What's the din? What's the halacha? That's our sugya. Gotta break that apart into pieces. Figure out all the different details, every different case. It's Hashem, we'll try to figure it out. Sheinichem Rishus HaRabim, that he put in Rishus HaRabim, the Iziko, and a damage. So that is the tolda of Bor, perhaps, that is Lav Kayoitzeben of Rav Papa, that we're going back with from the beginning of the Gemara, that it's not parallel. Hechidam. What's the case? Idafkarinu, if this Avno Sakino, this knife, or this bag, whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, Rabbi Yisai, Rashi Shif, Dafkarinu Shif, Kiruvan Asim Rishus HaRabim, that he made it Hefker, and he put in Rishus HaRabim, it's ownerless now. Vein le Rav, vein le Shmuel, hainu bor. Both according to Rav, both according to Shmuel, that is a din of a bor. And therefore what? It's a din of a bor, so therefore what? Rashi, hainu bor. The Tarvayu Omer, that both of them say, kol takola shehifker nafkalo mi bor, dechayev, dechihich de bor, chiyuv b'rshas Rav, mihida vehefker, kedarmino lekaman. So everyone is in agreement that if you're mafkir, the nature of the mazik of this item that you left in Rishus HaRabim, an item that's hefker, that is bor. So then what? So then that's not lav kayotze b'hem. That's kayotze b'hem. They're exactly parallel. And if it's not Hefker, no, it's an item that I left in Amsterdam Avenue, I left in the middle of the street, what? But I was never Mafker it. According to Shmuel, this is where Shmuel and Rav split. According to Shmuel, that's also Bor. Hefker, Hefker. Whether or not the item is ownerless or not. I knew Bor, so then what? So then that's a Bor. So what's the difference? Why is that total something like Yotzeba? Vila Rav Domar Kulam Yishar Lamadnu. And if according to Rav, that's not a Bor, but rather that's a Shor, I knew Shor. So then it's like a Shor. Maishna Bor Shekin Tchilas Asiyas Lenezek Mamon Choshmeros Alecha Haninami Tchilas Asani Lezek Mamon Choshmeros Alecha. El told the bor kabor. Come Rav Papa told the mafik. So you're right. It's not going to be this case of Avno Sakino Maso, because either according to Shmuel, all cases are like bor, or according to Rav, in a case of Hefker, it's like bor. And if it's not Hefker, so then it's like Shor. So what we really need to analyze, Rabbi Yisai, is this whole Shakavataria that thought that maybe we had a tolda of bor that's Lav Kiyotzeben, and then we rejected it. But within the rejection, Rabbi said the Gemara opened up a brand new issue, which is the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The din of a person putting an item outside in Rishus HaRabim that now causes a hezek. What is the nature of that hezek? Says the Gemara, it depends according to Rav whether or not it's hefker or not. And according to Shmuel, it does not depend whether or not it's hefker. According to Rav, when it's not Hefker, what is it, Rabbi Yisai? Which mazik is it? Sure. It's a very vague mazik. What? Which one of the Dalet Ovis Mazikim is sure, Rabbi Yisai?
Karen.
Or what else? What are other possibilities?
Shane.
Regel. So that's something we're going to have to figure out if we have any knowledge on which one of the Ovis Mazikim Rav meant when he said sure. So let's go Vayter and Rashi.
Either
Rav da Amar, but Rav who disagrees with Shmuel and says if it's not hefker, it's not going to be bor. Kol ta kol shleif kiriv mishor lamadnu. Ma shor shu mamoino vim hizik chayev. Av kol mamono im hizik chayev. Hainu shor. Zakt Rashi vilav tolda deborninu. This is a shor. And what was the Gemara saying? It's not what? It's not bor. Veshor Amr Leel told of the shor ki shor va'afil l'shmul nami da Amr told of the bor ninu my chazal look me milsa the rapapa told of the bor my shna bor the chayv shkein tchilas alas yasa, so this can't be the case of told of slav kayyotzeh. That's the shak levitari of the Gemara. Zok the hele gatoises. Mishor laman. Hainu Karen. When the Gemara says shor, Tosis is mesupuk, what does shor mean? That's one of three possibilities. So Tosis says it has to be keren. The shein v'regel, because shein v'regel are pturin versus harabim. And what are we trying to do here, Rabbi Yisai? We're trying to be mechayiv this object in versus harabim, so shein v'regel can't be what we mean by shor. Uba'avno sakinu ein lechalek ben tamas lemuados. So Zok Tosis, once I concluded that what we meant by shor is what? Is Karen. So now I have Akasha, so why aren't I being mechalik between Tam and Muad? Right, Rabbi Yisai? So Zok Tosis, Achidish, Tam and Muad only exist by Balei Chayim. Just a ha'ara, Rabbi Yisai. Just a ha'ara. Tosis is very bothered and feels the necessity to say, once it's Karen, it's got to have what? It's got to have Tam and Muad. Right? Is that universal, Rabbi Yisai? Does everyone agree to that? Who disagrees with that? Rashba? Rashi and who else?
Ashbam.
No. Rashi and who else, Rabbi Yisai? Who was with Rashi? Shitas Rambam. Shitas Rashi and the Rambam on Tezvav and Mabez, Rabbi Yisai. And who argues with Rashi and the Rambam in the Tezvav and Mabez, Rabbi Yisai? Legabe Elu Hein Muodun Mitzchilason? Who argues? Tosis. And we made a Tosis Lashitasa. That Tosis held by definition. If you're in the world of Karen, what do you have to have? Tam and Muod. Seems to be Tosis. Where was our Tosis, Rabbi Yisai? Our Tosis was on Beis Amid Beis. We were Medaik. We thought that there's Machlekes Rashi and Tosis on Beis Amid Beis by Mechuberes Muedes, right? That Tosis Lushitoso was on Tesvav Amid Beis, that every Karen by definition has to have a Tam. Nochemol Tosis has to come on with a new Mahalach to say, why don't I have a Tam over here? Because that's a din by Balei Chaim and not by Odom. Yeah, Ezra. Just a Ara. Tosis. Yeah.
Also the same thing about intention to damage. Regarding Karen, you say that the animal's trying to.
Right. You're saying it's not kavanos lahazik. But what happened over here when you put it in? You're asking what happens if you put a suitcase outside in the shiram and it wasn't kavanos lahazik, unless Shmuel is saying automatically that's. I don't know. Yeah, it's good aura. Right. It's a good point. A good point, right? Yeah.
This question, like he's saying that this is exempt from. This is like Tam and Muad isn't shaft to Yisukan on myself because it's shaft to animals.
Right.
But the Ptur of Shein Regal and Shusharab is also not shaft to animals. It's totally because we say it's because that you can't expect an animal not to eat the produce you leave out in public. So why can't he say that Rab wins it out from Shein Regal?
The reason why Shane and Regal is Potter versus Arabim.
Because you can't expose an animal not to damage it, because you have to be in public.
Right.
So, if you're saying that if you're learning out from Karen, and we don't learn the deed of the
time. Why don't you say that same klal?
By Shane and Regal.
Mm-hmm. Right here? I hear. Why didn't Tosfos make up a rule, just like he made up a rule, Lagabe Keren, that that's not a defining characteristics of Keren, it's just Lagabe, a detail. In Bale Chaim, why didn't he say that Lagabe Shane Regal? Unless Tosfos is holding, no, that's one of the defining characteristics.
Maybe Shane Regal don't apply with Bale Chaim.
What, Shane Regal, of course they apply with Bale Chaim. That's a classic Shane Regal.
Or doesn't only apply.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Tosfos held that the fact that they're potter in Rosh Hashanah, that's the nature, that's the essential characteristic of Shane Berega. What? Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Right. The Pasuk itself says Bibstay Acher. So what you guys are talking right now is the Pashup Shat, is that the source for the Ptur of Rosh Hashanah is based on the Pasuk of Bir Bistay Acher. What's problematic is that the Rif says exactly what Avi's saying, that the Rif says the reason why Shane and Regal are Potter Bishus Arabim is because it's Urchayu Bahachi. So that's a very big problematic Rif that we're going to have to work on. That Rif seems to be Darshin and Taima Dekra, which is what everyone's kasha on the Rif is. What do you need a Hezber once there's a Pasuk of Bir Bistay Acher? So you guys are in good shape. Right, this is good. Maybe that would be dependent on how you approach Shane and Regal, the Ptur Bishus Arabim. Good. Vim Taimar. But then Taisis, once he concludes that it's Karen, he asks, Heichi Gamar Mishor. Ma Lashor Shekein Balei Chayim Mekavanos Lahazik. So Ezra, this is really Taisis Kasha. Your Kasha. Taisis says, how can you compare a suitcase in the Rishas Arabim to what? To a shore, which is what? Which is number one, Balei Chaim, but also what Ezra asks is, Kavanos Lahazik, it's missing the essentials of what? Of what a Karen is. Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. You hear, Aaronov? You hear what Ezra and Taisis are asking? Good Kasha? It's always safe to say good Kasha. Weiter. Everyone hear the Kasher Rabbi say? Kalev, you with me? Mufarish Rashbam. Zok the Heliger Rashbam, the Osim Ibor Vashor. Mimatzad. It's a combo. From shore and bor. In a Hanami Ezra, you're right. You can't just learn from shore alone because it doesn't have Kavanos Lahazik. So what do I borrow from? I borrow from bor, which doesn't have Kavanos Lahazik, which is just Oymed Laziko. It just stands there stationary and it's a mazik on its own and it's an inanimate object. And it's not a Balchayim. So the Rashbam, like we just said, that it's not really only from shore, but it's from a combo of shore and bor. Why? Because of Ezra's Kasha. Because you're missing the essentials of Karen by the fact that this item that's stationary is missing Kavanos Lahazik. Abal Kosha came to be born Nami Yolif. One second, but Tosfos is saying once Rav is saying that you learn from a combination of shore and bor, what's going to be the problem now, Rabbi Yisai? Lift the Rubu Kalim Kibor. Lift the Rubu Kalim Kibor, and we have Gemaras in the Kamon that seem to be Mashma that Rav is Mechayiv Kalim. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Rabbi Yisai. Is your hand up?
No.
Oh. Rabbi Yisai, this Tosfos we alluded to months ago when we learned the Brisker Rav, the beginning of the Gemara on that Beis Amid Beis. Brisker Rav, if you guys go back in your notes, write in your notes, go back to my notes to the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav wants to answer Tosfos Kasha based on a machlokes between the Rosh and the Yesh Mefarshim. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. On Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara introduces on Daf Vav Amud Aleph what? Avnu Sakinu Maso. That what? Shenafla Baruch Metzuya. Vinach. And then it was Mazik. So the Gemara says, what is that? It's a combination. It has properties of Eish. Because why? Because the Ruach Metsuya is picking it up. And it also has properties of Bor, because it was ultimately Mazik when it was stationary. So the Gemara says, yeah. So Avno Sakino Mason, such a Matzav, is learnt out from both Eish and Bor. A combo. A combo. So now, the rush there on that Gemara, Davav and Aleph, has a Shaila. He says, well, what's the halacha about Tomun, which is what Rabbi say? Tomun is what? Hidden, which is Pater by which Avamazeh?
Eish.
By Eish. What's the halacha of Tomun on this item? Would you be Chayiv or Pater? So what was the din, Rabbi say? What was the Yesh? Menagdoilim in the rush, what did they pass on? Does anyone remember?
As both.
It says it would have the properties of both. Because if you want to be a malamed, you want to teach a nezek, you have to take the minhagim of your mother. You have to take the minhagim of your teacher. You have to take the minhagim of the malamed. And you can't be any better than the source. So if you need Eish and you need Bor to teach such a reality, so you need to take the klolim of such a din. But the Rush disagrees. The Rush disagrees, and the Rush says, no, I can use Eish to just get around the kasha of koyach achar mu'uruv bo. But what? But I can take the properties of Bor and ignore the properties of Eish. What did the Briska Rav use this machloikis to be a stepping stone for the entire Masechta, Rabbi Yisai? Can what? Are avos what? They're pratim l'gabi certain dinim, but not teaching you that you're chayev. You're chayev anyways. Or no, until I have an av, I'm not chayev in the first place. So, Rabbi Yisai, now I go back. Give me one second, Ethan. Now I go back to Divrei Atoisus. Avol koshe. Kevon demi bor nami yolit. Lifterubu kelim kibor. Once I learn from Bor what? Then I have to follow the properties of Bor and it should be put there on kelim. Says the Briska Rav. Why? Maybe you could say like who? Like the Rush. This Toisvis is a raya, says the Briska Rav. That he's learning that what? Like the Yesh Mefarshim of the Rosh, that if you're using a Malamid, you better follow the Minhagim of that Malamid. And until that Malamid teaches this Nezek, it's not a Nezek. That's what gives it the Shem Mazik. There's no Svara Chitzoina, like the Briska Rav said, of Mimon Chosh Miras and Alech. Everybody said, those guys that weren't here for the Briska Rav, I'm sorry. This is something we spent time on, but just, you'll figure it out afterwards. It's not that there's a svara chitzoyna that every nezek is already chayev, and now I just use the avos on Ezekiel to learn certain details, like the Rush says. No! The avos are what's creating this nezek! So therefore, I got to follow the properties by each. So this toisis, Rabbi Yisrael said the Briska Rav, is l'choira going like the Yesh Mefarshim in that Rush, against the Rush. Now, Ayin Shom in the Briska Rav, Rabbi Yisai, those of you, please look back in the Briska Rav, because the Briska Rav also is medayikit from the beginning of Tosis as well. Ayin Shom. By the Shaila of Karen as well. This Tosis is one of the Yesodis Dika Tosis in our Masechta. However, the problem is, and I'm not going to get into this, the Marsha points out that it's not clear that Tosis doesn't hold like the Rush in other places. You look on Daf Vav, it sounds like Tosfos holds like the Rush. That's not my agenda right now, Rabbi Yisai. I have a Teretz, I have a Yishuv, but that's not what Shir is on today. But you see, like the Briska Rav was Medayik, you see from Tosfos saying that I have to take on the properties of the Malamid, that it's not like the Rush on Daf Vav, and that Av HaNezek that's being used in the combination platter obviously needs to now follow through in order to create the Avanezek. It's a creation of a Mazik. It's not just Lagabe details of the Nezek, and it was Chayiv anyways in the Svarach Yitzayna, like the Briska Rav thinks, in the Shita of Rosh and the Shita of who else, Rabbi Yisai? Who is the Brisker Rav coming from? Who's he coming from, Rabbi Isai? Who's the main man, the Omer, in the Brisker Rav? Come on, tell me. Who's the main man, the Omer, that the Brisker Rav saying that it's not? What? Where was the Brisker Rav coming from, Rabbi Isai? Who was it? The Riff, thank you. The Riff and the Rush. So this Taisus would be against the Riff and the Rush. Excellent. It was 11:40. I was speaking to Rav Tzafati at the end of the Seder. When we finished, so I got up and I opened up a Taisus HaRosh. I opened up a Taisus HaRosh that I didn't put on the Marmar Kamis. I wasn't planning on speaking to the Taisus HaRosh. But Rabbi said, I can't hold back. Those of you that have an Ozva Hadar Gemara, or those of you that had an Ozva Hadar Gemara, please turn to the back and listen to this Taisus HaRosh. Half Levitel. Again, what's Toysis Kash at the end of the day that he doesn't have a teretz for? Once you're using Bor, it's got to follow what? The properties of Bor. And it's got to be Potter on Kalim. And this is inconsistent of what we see, what Rav holds on Chav Chesam Ad Beis. Yeah, Colin.
I'm not saying why we can't just take, we're not learning everything out from Bor, so why can't we just take some practices of Bor, and let's say we're just not using the practice.
If you don't know, according to the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh, if it doesn't exist beforehand, it's got to follow the properties in order to exist. That's what's creating the Nezek.
It's impossible to follow every single Karen and every single Bor. There are differences between them.
So you got to follow both the unique properties of both.
What if there could there be
contradictions?
Yeah, between both.
Find me one. Yeah.
That's what I was gonna ask.
When they contradict each other.
Like how you go, like if you hold really short, but you know you need four for Kabbalah Talazik, and that it has, and it's a Balei Chaim, like they do in a case where. And also, why is Kalim the example brought? I mean, is that the only case?
That's the case that Tosis has a riot to, that he seems to be ignoring Bor.
Of
the Tosis HaRosh?
Yeah.
I think Mishor Lamanu. Mishor Lamanu. Top Tosis HaRosh on Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this Tosis HaRosh. The Tema came into Mishor of Borkos. He lifted Rabu Kalim. Whose kasha is that, Rabbi Say? Same kasha as who? Same kasha as? Places. Listen to the Taisis HaRosh. The Yesh Loimar. I have an answer. Which Taisis didn't answer. The Mishor of Bor the Nezikin Yolif. The Bor the Nezikin Chayev Benizke Kalim. Kedi Isa B'Yerushalmi. The Beperek Apara, Amar Rab Yitzchak Echad Borch Shal Misa VeEchad Borch Nozikim, Shneiem Mimichra Echad Nisrabu. Kshata Bala Borch Shal Misa At Amar Potter Al Kalim, Ukshata Bala Borch Shal Nozikim At Amar Chayev Al Kalim. What did the Tosis HaRosh just say? Half of a film. You know what the teretz of the Tosis HaRosh is? It's a Bor shall what? It's a Bor shall what? It's a Bor shall Nezikin. And a Bor shall Nezikin, the Yerushalmi tells me, is what? Is Chayiv on Kalim. Zok the Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. There's a drasha by Bor. Shor v'loy Adam. Chamor v'loy Kalim. Right? Says the Yerushalmi, those mi'utim apply to what type of boar? A boar called a boar yud, which is a boar shel mis. However, that which there's a boar tes, which is a boar shel nezikin, says the Tosis HaRosh b'shem the Yerushalmi, the mi'utim do not apply. Azoy zok for Tosis HaRosh. That's the answer to Tosis Kasha. That why are you chayav kalim? Because there's a different bayalite before. Bor l'nezikin. My right for Rabbi, why was I excited when I found this Tosis HaRosh? Because of the last sugya. Excellent. What is Tosis HaRosh mechadesh to me? in this answer to Taisa's Kasha. That not only do you say the lumdis of the Gemara of the Maskana, Zu Av L'Nezik and Zu Av L'Misa, Rabbi Isai, what is this strengthening? That it's not just random that the Gemara says they're both Avis. The Gemara says Yadin.
They're different.
There's a Bor L'Misa and there's a Bor L'Nezikin. And now I have a Nafkabina La'Locha, according to Yerushalmi, between these two Bors. This strengthens the Pshat that we suggested yesterday in the Shakla Vitaria, the Gemara, that these Boris are totally distinct entities. That's what Tzitzarosh is saying, based on the last Maskona with this Yerushalmi. Now I can even answer Tosis Kasha. Yesha.
Isn't Rashi that says that the reason you're caught
back in is because you've been racist and killed? Shmirasim Zui Misasim. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a Hanami. 100%. 100%. I'm not convinced. Adarava, that's why, Chapel, I think that the Tosis wouldn't say like the Tosis Rosh. I don't think the Tosis agrees with the Tosis Rosh. I think this Tosis Rosh, this Yerushalmi is a massive Kiddush, and I'm not convinced that the Bavli accepts this Yerushalmi. But I know the Tosis Rosh does think that the Bavli accepts the Yerushalmi. But Rabbi Isai, whether or not that detail is true, Shaffle, of whether or not the Bavli holds, are you Putter and Kalim by a Bor test by Nezikin or Chayiv and Kalim? That's not really what's bothering, what I want to drive out. I want to drive out that it's a raya to our lumdis from yesterday. That now we have something that can mamish make our lumdis to be a davar shel mamish, to be a tangible. That we have a nafkamina la'alocha to the extent that the Yerushalmi would say there would be dinim, that we're being mechalek and dividing between by a bor tes and a bor yud, legabi the tour of Cain. It's unbelievable. So whether or not you hold of that detail and you accept the Chiddush is not what bothers me. Whether or not you accept the Chiddush, that could be, you can go in either direction. But the fact that there is such a Chiddush is a riot to the Yisoy that these two boros are not necessarily going to be the same boros. Yeah, Mal. Shoy. So Tosis didn't want to take that step. And Tosis didn't want to answer, and Tosis was stuck with the kasha.
Why not?
Good kasha. Could be like what Shaffel's saying. He thinks from the Bavli that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold like that, and he held that that we are Potter and Kalim by both Boris, or Rabbi said, if you really want to go and take a leap over here, maybe he holds they're all one Bor, like the other side of what we said yesterday in Shitas Rashi. That's sticking a lot into Tosfos. Right. But the fact that what the Tosfos Rosh answers, that Yerushalmi, that now creates that new opportunity of saying these two boros are two distinct boros. Shmak. Every sugya grows on the other sugyas. Rabbi Isai, there's one kuda that I see clear is a machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos. And that's what I want to focus on for the rest of the sugya. I want to know where Rashi and Tosfos are different on our Gemara. This is a problem, and Tosfos resolves this kasha, right? But I think Rashi and Tosfos are very different. But it's very subtle, and you might not notice it. What is it, Charlie?
The Rashi says that Rebel is from Shore versus Bor Inshore.
Excellent. Shiner got it on the nail. Rabbi Isai, Rashi went out of his way to say that Tosfos is wrong. Where did Rashi say that Tosfos is wrong?
The Lav told her the Bor.
Don't be a Tosfos that tells me that this is a combination play. Rav meant Shore, and that's all he meant nothing else.
He meant that this is shore and no wind shore. Whereas Tosfos is saying, no, shore is not just shore. What is shore?
Board.
Now, combo. Now, Tosfos had a reason to say. My question is, not only how does Rashi get around Tosfos' kashas, my real question is, why does Rashi feel compelled to say that Tosfos is wrong and he has to stick it to him? V'lav mibor lamanu, and don't be mistaken to say like a Tosfos that Rav was lav dafka and it's really a combo platter, but the chiddush is that it's also shore. That is a machloikis and our daf. It might not be blatant, it might not be highlighted by everyone, Rabbi Isai, but I think it's clear that there's a fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos and Gimel Amud Beis, within Shitas Rav. Of Rav, Kalim, Amno, Sakinu, Maso, B'delei, Afkarinu, is Mishor, Lamanu, is that only Mishor, or even Mibor? What compelled Rashi to disagree with Tosfos? For this, Rabbi Isai, we need to delve into the sugya on Rav Shmuel. Chav Chesem et Alef. Dr. Heilige Mishnah. Nishbar Akado versus Harabim. V'huchlak Echad B'mayim. Hoy Shalaka B'charsis Chayim. A person is pitcher broke, which is a rabbin, and then someone slipped on the water. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Zok the Gemara. Lo shana ela shetin for Caleb v'mayim, aval hu atzma potter, karka oilam hizikas. Says the Gemara, if the guy slips and he gets damaged, he's potter. Why? Because it's karka oilam she'en labaylam zot Rashi yizikaso. U'mamonu sholzeh grama ba'alma avilei. This nezek would not be mechayiv nezek on the other. When Shmuel heard about this, ke'amirsa can't make the Shmuel. When the Shmuel was told about the statement of Rav, amrle michdi avno sakinu maso miboru lamadnu. I don't understand. Why are you saying that it would be putter on the other? The kulanani karavahen, shor v'loy adam, chamor v'lo kalim. Bahani mili l'inyan k'tala, ava l'inyan nezikin, adam chaya v'kalim p'turim. Says Shmuel, why are you so sure that the nezek on the adam is going to be putter over here? That you're going to say that this is grumma, that according to Rav, there's no reason to be mechayev the person in this situation. Why doesn't it blive? Why doesn't it become a what? A boar. And is a boar chayev on niske adam, Rabbi Isai? Yeah? Doesn't the pasuk say, shor v'lay adam, Aronoff? Yeah, it has a miyah.
You said it should be opposite.
Answer my question.
Wait, the pasuk says
shor v'lay adam, the pasuk says.
It's misa.
It's misa, not nezek. The k'tala is chayvu. The lin is imit. The loy linizik. So what does Shmuel attack Rav and he says, this is a classic boar. Where's my boar, Rabbi Isai? Where's my boar? It's avno sakino maso. Shenichem versus Harabin. I put my property with the rabbi and I was mazik. That's a boar. Where was your boar here, Rabbi Isai? What is your boar, Rabbi Isai? Over here. Where's the package? What's the package over here? The mayim. The water. Doesn't have to be actually a package. Even water is going to be a boar. So how does Rav respond to Shmuel? So Shmuel says you should be chayv on all of them. Rav, honi mileich daf gerinu. Aval heich deleach gerinu memoinahu. Zokt Rav, no, I'll agree to Avno Sakino Maso Shenichem Rishas Harabim as long as it's what? It's Hefker. But if it wasn't Hefker, if I'm gonna, like you guys, everybody say, 5 second rule. As long as the mayim's on the ground for only 5 seconds, I'll lick it up. I wasn't mafkir it, right? I wasn't mafkir it. I'm still gonna get it back. We still need a drink for dinner tonight. So therefore, what? So I'm not mafkir it. So therefore, it's not gonna be a bor. Good. Innocent Gemara, excellent. So let's read Rashi over here, Rabbi Sand. Let's read Rashi carefully. V'Rav, from Rav, Honey Mili de Takalos Lamanu Miboro de Afkirinu. Kibor. The Sover Rav Bor Shechive Alov Toira Behifke Rishusu Uboro Hu de Chaivos. Avaloi Afkirinu Memoinohu Umishar Lamanu Helkach Tinof Kli Memoina de Mazik Ovid Aval Nezek Aguf Karka Oilam Ovda. Ushmuel Sover Behifker Rishuso Velo Hifker Boiro Nami Mishdaikra Upotter Boyas Akalim Hilkoch Masnisin Afal Gav Deloy Afkirinu Boro Havi Umay Diktoni Chayev Behezek Gufo Kamairi Veloy Bekalov Beafal Gav the Karka Oilam of Delay Chayev the Shmuel Tamei the Omer Lakamon Bor shechive alav toyer lahav lo v'kol shken l'chavoto v'yaf al gav de karka oylom as kosev. So Rabbi say, what was the response of why Rav is not mechayev over here? Because it's not hefker, which ultimately Rabbi say is going to be essential to us to understand our machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether or not bor has to be hefker or not. Says Rashi something unbelievable. What does Rashi say, Rabbi? He said, what's the answer I'm looking for? What is the answer to why Rav and Shmuel argue whether or not a avno sakinu umaso that was not hefker, is it chayev mitam bor or mitam shor? What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai?
Are you learning on street from Karen, or are you using Karen?
No. Nothing to do with Karen. What? What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai? Someone help me out over here. What? What's the answer? What do you say, man?
Was it mafkir?
No, go for it.
I'm sure.
I know.
Is that extension of yourself?
No.
Yeah. Where are they arguing?
What?
They're arguing where it wasn't mafkir?
Yeah, so what's that? Where does that come from? How does that explain anything to me? That I know from the Gemara. Rashi didn't tell me anything. What?
It's your mama.
Your mama? What does that mean? Your mama? Like, your rishus. Well, your rishus? Your mama? Those are like lamdisha terms. What does that mean?
That's in the gavra.
That's in the gavra. Excellent. Ah, I got all the chakirs in the world. Excellent. What does that even mean? I don't understand. What? Anyone have anything for me?
What's the question?
The question is, why do Rav and Shmuel argue by an avno sakinu maso that was not hefker? Rashi was very telling over here on Chav Chesem Abiyas. He introduced a whole new hezbech. But what did he do? Oh, thank you. Rashi says, you're learning the wrong sugya. In order to answer this question, said Rashi, you need to analyze what about the classic bor in the Torah. See, Rabbi Yisai, anyone who talks about bor, and we refer to this even at the beginning of the year, we talk about a chiddush called bor, where? That I dug where? Rosh HaRabim. I dig a hole in the Rosh HaRabim, and right, everyone knows the famous Gemara, Shnei Dvarim She'enim B'Rishusha Shaladim Hifnas HaKosav L'Rishusoy Chometz B'Pesach Bor b'rishus harabim, even though it's not in my rishus, it's not my property, it's not mine, I don't own it. What? The Torah was machnis the bor into my rishus. Right? Is that the only bor in the Torah?
Is that the only boar in the Torah? What do I mean? What am I asking, Rabbi Yitzchai? What do I want to know? What's my question right now? What do I want to know about a boar? What type of boar am I asking right now, Rabbi Yitzchai? What? What is the halacha about a boar that is in my rishus? That you don't need to say these fancy things that I'm in Amsterdam Avenue and the Torah was machnas my rishus. Is there a boar that is in my rishus that I'm chayav al tnizkei boar? Or is it essential that boar has to be versus our rabbin? Rabbi Yisai, let's not start this conversation, says Rashi, by a package in the Rishas HaRabim. Let's talk about the what? The classic boar that the Torah was talking about, a literal pit. What's the din? If I dig a pit in my backyard, and it's in Rishas HaYochid, can such a boar be chayiv or not, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone have any answers for me? Anyone have any direction for me? How do I know the answer to this question, Rabbi Yisai? Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel talk about a boar? Oh! There is a machloikis tanoim about this, Rabbi Yisai. Where is this machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Yisai? On Mem Tesam Beis. Now we're going back. I told you, Rabbi Yisai, we're swimming in boars now. I told you, we're really learning boars now. So now we're going back to the classic boar. And now we're questioning our premise that we had our whole life growing up. We always thought, boar is unique, that the Torah was machzir it into my rishos. Is that the only type of boar? Or is that just one type of boar? But in the Hanami, a boar that's in your backyard, you're chayv. So Rabbi said, what does the Gemara say? Amen tes. What does the Gemara say, Amem Tes? I told you, we're in a lot of Gemaras over here, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of Gemaras over here. What does the Gemara say, Amem Tes? Did anyone get up to this in the Maamar Kaimis, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? Amem Tes? No? Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Yisai, there's an essential machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. On Amem Tes Amid Beis, analyzing what? The din of boar, of a classic boar, of boar bershuso. What's the case, Rabbi Yisai? What's the case, Rabbi Yisai? You dug a hole in the Rishus HaYochid, and you were Hifkir Rishuso. Are you Chayiv or Potter? Rabbi Akiva has a drasha on Daf Nun Amud Aleph to tell me. Bal Abor Babor Disle Balam Kamar Achmona Rabbi Shmuel Samar. What's his drasha? He has a drasha here, no? Balabor Yishan. Right, that's a pasuk. Right. See, Shiner, it's a pasuk. I was reading it as a Gemara. Balabor. Balabor, there's a chiyuv al Balabor, a second type of boar, that there was mechayev you. However, Rabbi Yisai, who has a problem with this Balabor thing? Who has a problem? No, right, that's true, Rabbi Shmuel. But does that resonate with anyone else, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yisai, we always assume that the classic boar was always in what? In Rishus HaRabim. Anyone have a reason and a rationale why, intuitively, you should think that a boar should not be in Rishus HaYochid? What? Excellent. What? What does everyone say? What? So what? My property. Look at Tosis there, Rabbi Yisai. Look at Rashi there. Look at what Rashi and Tosis are saying there. The Svar is over there. Within Rabbi Shmuel, who argues on Rabbi Akiva. What does this have anything to do with Rav and Shmuel? Rabbi Yisai, come on. We got to get cracking. We have some serious lab work to do. So that might not be at the time of night theater, but we have some labs to do over here. We got to dissect some boars. Hashem will continue tomorrow.